gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. Welcome to Day 265. Donald Trump told his highest-ranking military leaders that he wanted a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. He told them this at a July 20th meeting at the Pentagon. Shortly after the meeting ended, Rex Tillerson called Trump a fucking moron to the officials who remained behind. Any increase in the nuclear arsenal would break with decades of U.S. nuclear doctrine and violate international disarmament treaties signed by every president since Ronald Reagan. In response to the NBC News story, Trump tweeted that NBC's broadcast license should be pulled as punishment for reporting what he considers fake news. Quote, "Fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted a tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction, made up to demean. NBC equals CNN," Trump tweeted. Quote, "With all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country." CNN says Homeland Security is exploring how it could transform the immigration system without Congress. The possible changes could limit protections for unaccompanied minors who come to the U.S. illegally, expand the use of quick deportation proceedings, and tighten visa programs that could limit immigration to the U.S. None of the policies have been finalized. The Washington Post says the Supreme Court dismissed one of the challenges to Trump's now-expired travel ban. The justices were not ruling on the merits of the issue, but said that because the executive order expired by its own terms on September 24th, the appeal no longer presents a live case or controversy. And finally, a new poll from Politico shows 64% of voters support stricter gun laws, including 41% who strongly support them. 29% oppose stricter gun laws, including 16% who are in strong opposition. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Hey folks, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you like this podcast and you want us to be able to keep doing it, do us a favor and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It's quick, easy, and it goes a long way to making sure we can continue to update you on what the fuck just happened today. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.